哈利路亚，奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give sermon.
我们继续这个灵节征战。
We will continue with the topic about spiritual battle.
第四个异象。
The fourth vision.
也是撒旦的异象。
Which is also a vision from Satan.
那撒旦在做什么呢
？What is Satan doing?
撒旦躲在妇人的身后，在吐口水。
Satan is hiding behind the woman and spewing out water.
我们刚才有讲到，他已经变身了，改变形象了。
Earlier today, we have mentioned that it has transformed.
他变成一条蛇了。
It has transformed into a serpent.
龙变成蛇。
The dragon turned into a serpent.
那我们在第九节主耶稣启示我们。
In verse 9, Lord Jesus revealed to us.
你叫他龙也好，叫他蛇也好，叫他魔鬼也好，叫他撒旦都好，他都有他的品性，他的特质在那边。
You can call it dragon, serpent, devil, and Satan, but it all has its own nature.
当叫他蛇的时候，他用蛇形象出现的时候，他非常的狡猾了，这时候他非常的诡诈了。
When it is a serpent, it is very cunning and deceiving.
他不再像龙这样那个邪灵啊，这样吐口水啦，念青青啦，这样他不再是这样了，他进入更狡猾的地步情况去。
It is no longer just like a great dragon that is very ferocious and you can easily tell a difference because of the green face.
他会装作光明的天使。
But the serpent might even hide itself.
我们也做了见证，他甚至模仿圣灵到一模一样。
We've also testified that it might even imitate and to be almost exactly the same like Holy
Spirit. 无论他怎样变、怎样模仿、怎样假，他就是龙来的。
But no matter how it tries to change and to transform and to imitate, but it is from the dragon.
那这是我们刚才已经看到的事情，主耶稣启示我们的一些事情。
So we have mentioned this when we mentioned some of the revelations.
现在我们讲它的第二个重点。
Now we talk about the second main topic.
他蛇站在妇人身后，我要讲解的就是站在妇人身后这件事情。
The serpent is standing behind the woman, so these are several points I want to point out.
站在后面你就看不到了。
When it's standing behind something, then you can't see it.
因为它躲在后面。
Because it's hiding.
你看不到它
and you can't see it.
除非 你往后看
Unless you look behind you.
你除非你往周围看
Unless you look around you.
如果你的焦点只是放在前面
If you only put your focus on
前面没有魔鬼没有蛇没有龙什么都没有
In front of you, there is no devil, there is no serpent, there is no dragon.
当然没有了，因为它在你的后面了。
Of course, there is nothing because it's behind you.
有一次也是连总借用马总的传道到一个国家去协助灵恩会。
One time, I also sent one of the assembly from Malaysia, one of the preachers to go to help with a spiritual convocation.
那马总就派我到那边协助。
And so the Malaysia assembly had sent me there to help.
那个国家的教会呢，你要讲什么呢？他们都规定给你的，不是你自己选择的。
And in the church in that country, you are assigned topics, and it doesn't matter what you want to say.
有一些是负责讲灵修的。
Some were about spiritual cultivation.
有一些是负责讲侍奉的。
Some were about servitude.
那安排给我的是要我讲教会的事情，教会对教会来。教会的一些事情。
And I was assigned to talk about topics that related to church.
我想教会要讲什么呢
？So I thought, what should I talk about?
这是他们给我的呀。
This was what they had assigned to me.
我就想到就讲启示录的七教会，教会里面的问题。
So then I figured I would talk about the seven churches in Revelation and the problems of church.
既然教会要我讲教会的这个主题
，Since that local church had assigned me this topic to talk about,
我就顺服的来从启示录来讲教会的事情。
And so I submitted, and so I decided to talk about the seven churches.
那我的大题目叫做为教会祷告。
And the main topic I had was called.Pray for the church.
那讲了几间教会都没问题啊。
And it was okay to talk about several churches.
当一讲到那个别加摩教会的时候，启示录二章十二节，那个别加摩教会的时候。
But when I talked about in Revelation chapter 2, the church in Pergamos.
主耶稣启示我们说，这个教会里面有撒旦的座位。
When Lord Jesus said that in this church there were works of Satan.
教会里面有撒旦的座位，不只是有撒旦有他的位置，有他的大椅子让他坐在那边，叫做座位。
Not only was Satan working in this church, but this was where Satan's throne was.
这是非常严重的问题啊。
This is a very severe problem.
讲完过后呢，灵恩会过后呢
？After I said this and after the spiritual convocation,
他们就马上检讨。
They immediately had a discussion.
开长执传道会议。
And they had a meeting with the deacons elders.
当中有一个就马上就这样讲了。
And among there, someone immediately
said, 从今以后，我们不要这个陈传道、陈丹尼里传道来这里。
From now on, we never want to have preacher Daniel Chin to come here ever again.
大家都吓到了。
And everyone was surprised.
为什么呢
？And they asked why.
他做错了吗
Did he do anything wrong?
他乱讲道理吗？
Did he say the teaching
或者乱解释圣经吗？
Or did he explain the Bible wrong?
那有人问他，那你这件事情有跟你不要他来，不要我来协助啊灵恩会，有没有跟他沟通呢？
And so some people
陈传道沟通。
I asked this person, well, if you don't want him to come ever again, then have you actually approached preacher
Chen and talked to him about it? 他说不需要跟他沟通。
And then this person said, no, there's no need to communicate with him.
有一位年轻的负责人说，你要定人家的罪。你也要讲出 他犯错在哪里呀、
啊、？And so there was a younger council member who was saying, if you want to accuse him of a sin, then you should at least try to explain yourself more.
让他明白他错在哪里，他严重的问题在哪里。
And allow him to understand exactly how severe this problem was and where it originated.
其他的长子传道也想知道原因啊，发生什么事呀、啊、
？And the other deacons and elders also wanted to know exactly why.
因为这是严重的事情，因为是。总会对总会调派的，是要对总会负责任的。
Because this is very severe, and it's something that has to do with the General Assembly.
不是你说不要来就不要来的。
It's not that just if you don't want someone to come, then that's
结果他就讲
going to happen.
讲出他的言理由了。
So then he explained his reasoning.
我听了理由，我心里感谢神。
And when I heard this reason, I thank God.
我心里就平安了。
And I felt peace.
我也担心我做错什么呢？
I was also very worried that I did something wrong.
结果这个 老传道他讲他的理由是什么呢
？So this elder preacher, what was his reason?
他说陈传道在台上讲教会有撒旦。
He said that preacher Chen was speaking on the pulpit and saying that there is
这种道理哦是恐吓教会，恐吓信徒。
This type of teaching is trying to intimidate the members and the church.
这种道理听了没有造就，让人家害怕，让信徒信心软弱。
If you hear teachings like these, then the believers are going to be afraid.
我们的教会是神的教会，哪里会有撒旦啊？
This is the church of God. Where would Satan be?
Hallelujah! 我听到这样，我心里就安静下来。
And hallelujah! When I heard this, my heart felt calm.
没有问题，绝对没问题。
That's fine.
如果有问题，这个启示录，这个主耶稣讲的这个第二章，这个别加魔教会，你要把它撕掉了，把它撕掉，不要看。
If there was no problem,
耶稣乱讲。
It's not true that there's no problem because of course there are problems because if there weren't any problems then we could just rip out the pages from Revelation.
他的教会耶稣启示有撒旦在里面，耶稣启示耶稣讲的。
Lord Jesus has already revealed in Revelation that this is going to happen.
那不但只是这样。
Not only in this way.
传道还举出很多的例子，我们教会有撒旦工作的例子，一个、两个、三个，很多例子跟很多见证。撒旦在教会里面工作。
There were already many testimonies and many examples that we had heard from preachers about how Satan was working in the church.
也根据新旧约都有圣经 support 支持撒旦在神的殿里面工作，污秽神的殿，分裂神的殿，圣经都有。
There have already been biblical support from the Old and the New Testaments about how Satan has been working in the church.
怎么这个老工人变成这样呢？
So why is it that this happened to this elder worker?
他看不到撒旦在教会呀。
He couldn't see that Satan was in the church.
他是教会的注目传道，管理教会，带领教会的人啊。
He was a local minister of the church and he was helping to lead people.
我们教会今天缺少四活物。
And in our church today, we are lacking the four living
creatures. 如果四活物有在教会，魔鬼躲不掉的。
If the four living creatures are in our church, then Satan has nowhere to
hide. 你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
四活物，圣经说他全身上下都是眼睛，全身都是眼睛，前前后后都是眼睛。
The Bible has said that the four living creatures have eyes all over the body.
要这么多眼睛来做什么呀？
What are all the eyes for?
眼睛除了是一个智慧，也是一种属灵的眼睛呢、啊。
Other than this, eyes representing the spiritual sight and representing
是要对付魔鬼的。
The eyes are also to fight against Satan.
魔鬼很会躲，他很会隐藏起来，很会假装，很会变身。
Because the devil is very, very capable to hide and to hide into.
魔鬼在四活物的面前，他没有办法躲藏。
But in front of the four living creatures, the devil has nowhere to hide.
你躲后面是吗？四活物的后面很多眼睛。
If the devil hides behind something, but the living creatures
have many
eyes.
你躲在右边的一个角落吗？他全身，他右边都是眼睛。
Or if you hide to the corner to the right, but the living creatures
still
have many eyes. 你躲无
可躲的呀。
There is no way for the devil to hide.
我们今天一些工人睡觉。
But today, some of our workers are asleep.
也没有这个四活物的眼睛，所以他说没有撒旦。
And do not have the eyes of these four living creatures, and so someone like this said that there was no Satan.
结果魔鬼很感谢他呢。
And so the Satan would be very thankful for him.
如果当然魔鬼很感谢他，谢谢你保护我啊，
Because,
谢谢你替我讲话哦。那个传道哦，打死他，钉死他，赶他走。
Of course, for the perspective of the devil, then the devil would thank this person, say that great, thank you for protecting
me. Thank you 真的 thank you 你啊。
The devil will be very thankful.
怎么会这样子呀？
How would this happen?
当一个传道不能够上台讲道的时候，或者根本不能够来这个教会讲道的时候
，When a preacher cannot come out to the pulpit to speak，
几乎那个意义就已经把它杀掉了啦。把它杀掉了。
It's representing to kill that preacher。
因为传道人的工作就是讲道理，在神的殿里面讲道理，教导信徒，以神的话语来警告、来安慰、来鼓励，甚至来责备。
The purpose of a preacher is to help preach and to try to teach teachings and sometimes even to criticize.
这个是传道的工作，先知的工作来的。
Not criticize, but to rebuke. But this is part of the job for a preacher.
你帮助他，不让他讲，或者限制他，等于杀了他了，他不能做什么了。
If you bind or limit a preacher that is supposed to be doing his job, then the preacher is not able to do much.
这是属灵的逼迫跟杀害。
This is a spiritual persecution and murder.
启示录就有啊，有两个中心传道人被杀了。
In Revelation, there was mentioned there were two preachers who were killed.
主耶稣启示说，为什么他们这两个中心传道会被杀呢？因为他们口中出火啊。
And so Lord,
口中喷火出来。
Lord Jesus had explained why were these two preachers killed? It was because there was fire from their mouth.
那些人被他的火口中出来的火烧到他们很不甘愿呐，很不舒服啊。
The people who were burned by the flames felt very uncomfortable.
那些人恨他。
And the people hated them.
所以把他干，借助撒旦，借助兽把他干掉了。
And so, through the devil, then these people were killed.
然后这个传道人死的时候呢，这两个传道人死的时候，他们庆祝啊，耶稣说他们在欢喜交换礼物庆祝，庆祝传道人被杀死。
And so, when these
中心的传道人呢，请注意啊。
Even though these were two very faithful workers, but when they were killed, the people actually rejoiced.
耶稣说，因为他口中出火啊，神的剑呐，神的道理啊。
Lord Jesus has said because there was the two-edged sword that came out of them, there was the fire that came out of them.
那后来聚会说，这样吧，我们问问信徒看这次的灵恩会的道理有没有造就。
So then later on, the church council discussed and they said, let's ask the congregation whether or not they felt edified from the spiritual convocation.
本来这样问信徒也应该没问题的。
And originally to ask the believers this way should be okay.
可是里面有一种危机存在。
Yet in this there was a danger.
我们讲道理不可能每个人都喜欢我们的。
It's not possible for everyone to like us.
特别如果那个心中有鬼的人，或者做错事犯罪的人，刚好神的道理我们讲的道理刚刚好射中他。
Especially if there is already a demon in a person's heart, or if they have sinned and have made mistakes.
他心里就被火烧啊，他心里就不舒服啊，很不甘愿啊。
Because when preacher speaks, sometimes the teacher is not like sore, so they might feel very.
可是他又不能够反抗，不能够做什么呀
？At an unease, but they can't really.
神的道理呀。
Go against it because this is the teaching of God.
那你去问信徒，今天的这次的灵会有没有造就呀
？So then we decide to go ask the congregation, were they edified by this?
刚好你就去问到他，或者你就是故意问他。因为那个信徒很多问题的。
If it just so happens that you ask a believer who already has many problems,
其实信徒是乖乖的，还是很多问题的，我们都平时都看得出的。老实讲。
To be honest, many times we can already see the problems within
the believers. 你问他，这次神传道讲道理有造就吗
？So if you ask a believer and said, "Did you feel edified this time?"
如果你的心里有私心的、有诡诈的，你会引导他回答。
If you have,
他讲魔鬼的道理哦，
if you
他这样骂人哦。
Selfish ambition, then perhaps you would twist the words around and say that, no, that person was speaking teachings from.
那如果问了几个都是对我有成见的，完了。
And if it just so happens that you ask several people that all had an agenda against me already, then that would be the end.
我一直说神怜悯我，
and、
神保守我。
I keep on saying that God has been protecting me.
感谢主，所问的所有信徒全部说感谢主，很感动。
And truly thank
很有造就。
Truly thank God that many or all of the believers that were asked said that they were very moved and very edified.
我们教会真的是出一些，我们教会一直在软弱当中，一直有魔鬼的工作。
Our church was really weak and there was a lot of work by Satan.
因为我们大家的心里我们的心不圣洁。
Because our hearts were not pure.
骄傲的也有，嫉妒也有，贪各种的那种世界的情欲都有。
There are people who were proud or had envy. There are many different sins of the world.
是因为这样才逃过一切啊。
But and because of
我没事，结果没事啊。
And so because of this, at the end, I was okay.
但是现在不是他们要不要请我，我跟他们说不用请我了。
But by now, it's actually not up to their decision anymore. I've
already told them
that they don't have to invite me.
我觉得我更需要去关心，去带主的恩典，带主的真理，带主的圣洁去给他们。我觉得很多地方还需要。
Because I feel
这里我不用去了啦。
I figured that there were a lot of other places that also need help with helping to preach the gospel or helping to give teaching. So I figured that it's not necessary for me to help with this.
我们传道人都是顺服的。
But as preachers, we are all submissive.
真的，连真的要被拆派，我们还是要 不喜欢，还是要顺服这样去的。
If we are truly assigned to go somewhere, even if we don't like it, but we will still go.
我讲这些事情，就是要告诉你什么叫做蛇站在妇人身后这个事情。
What I'm trying to say in all this is to tell you what it means to have this serpent that is behind the woman.
你们大家都知道，传道长老执事哦，就是教会的守望者，守望者就是看守教会的，看管这个银子的。
You all know that elders, deacons, and preachers are all the watchmen of the church, which means that they are watching over the congregation.
所以我们另外一个字啊，一个名分叫做守望者。
And so another name for us is watchman.
就是保护好看好这个神的教会，不要给魔鬼来，不要给狐狸来，不要给恶人来的。我们看做的。
To watch out to protect the brothers and sisters so that we are not attacked.
有些有钱人家里请了很多保安人员。
Some people who are very wealthy, they can hire security.
那保安人员你每个月付他很多钱。
To have security, you need to pay them a salary.
为了什么？
Why?
为了让这个家里安全。
It's in order for this house to be secure.
如果有什么状况，保安人员会发现。
If any situation happens, then the security can alert you.
因为他，我们睡觉的时候，他就在巡逻，他就在看管。
Because when they are asleep, then the security is under surveillance.
我们花这个钱花得值得呀。
And so this money is worth it.
现在请了一个保安人员来。
And so now when you've hired a security person.
这个保安人员跟主人说，跟教会说。有贼进来，昨天有贼进来。
And the security guard tells the church that there was a thief that came last night.
主人听了说，你不要乱讲啊。
Then the master says, don't just speak lightly.
我的家哪里有贼啊？我的家有贼吗？你不要乱讲哦。
Where did you see a thief? Don't try to speak these words lightly.
那个保安人员他说，主人，我带你来看，那个门已经被撬开了。
The security guard is telling you, master, please come see. Someone has already broken through the door.
主人，你再去看你的一些仪式的东西，
and,
已经被撬到乱乱了。
Master, go look at some of your possessions because they have been tampered with.
主人看的时候，我警告你啊，你不可以讲啊。
And the master says, I'm warning you.
你再讲，我就辞掉你啊，你就回家。
The more that you say this, I will send you home.
你知道我在讲什么吗？
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
我在讲刚才的事情呢。
I'm talking about the same thing that just happened.
你其实不是要感谢那个保安人员吗？那个看守者吗？
Shouldn't you actually be thankful for the security
guard? 因为你请他来就是看守教会的，看守你的家的安全。他告诉你贼已经进来了。
Because
你不单只你没有采取行动，你还赶他走。
The purpose for you to have hired that security guard was to protect your house. So, why would you cast him out instead?
如果是这样，你何必请保安人员呢？
If this was the case, then why did you hire the security?
我们教会何必守望者呢？
Then why would our church need watchmen?
如果是懒惰的保安人员，或者是不忠心的，他会告诉你，没有，老板没事，没事，昨天很平安。因为他睡觉了，他哪里好意思跟你讲他睡觉呀？
If there is a security guard who is lazy, they might just tell you that nothing happened because they were asleep and they wouldn't dare to tell you anything that was wrong. That
就算你有一天你主人自己发现到有贼进来的时候，他最多跟你讲我没有发现到啊，我不知道啊，我都一直巡逻，我哪里知道？他最多这样回答你。
To the point where one day if the master realizes that there was something wrong, the security guard might just tell you, "Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea."
我没有想到今天教会的管理带领哦，管理守望者教会变成这样。
So、
我没有想到这么严重。
I didn't realize that it had become so severe that this had happened to some of the watchmen.
你叫传道人哪还要讲真话？
If you want the preachers to actually speak the truth,
就讲大家虚假的话了。好，感谢主，平安平安啊，没事没事，主耶稣同在，主耶稣哦，主耶稣的荣耀很大，荣耀很大。
Do you just want them to say superficial things that there is peace everywhere and that everything is okay?
这就是假先知。
That all the glory is to God.
这就是主耶稣圣经说的假先知，常常说平安了，平安了。
But this is exactly what God has said in the Old Testament about the false prophets, because the false prophets kept on preaching peace.
一开始我们就说了，现在的真教会不再是初期的真教会，已经进入到末世真教会了。
We've already shared and mentioned before that the church today is already different from the church that was first established.
魔鬼都改变方式，它不再是初期的那个这样很明显的，它已经变了的。
Because we are now in the end times, and even the devil has changed his shape and form.
好，那再我们再看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
他站在妇人身后做什么呢？
What is he doing behind the woman?
是哦，这里说十五节说，他站在身后吐口水啊。
And he is behind him and spewing out water from his mouth.
站在身后就吐，一直向妇人这个教会一直吐口水，不断的吐口水。
So he continues to spit out water from his mouth.
我们都知道吐口水是什么意思，是吗？
Do we all know what it means to spew water out of your mouth?
当你对一个人吐口水的时候，表示什么？
What does it mean when you spit at someone?
你恨他，你恨死他了。
It means you hate them to the point of death.
吐口水这样， 会。
That you are spitting at them.
然后也是羞辱他。
And you are bringing them to shame.
然后在他背后吐口水，在他背后讲他的坏话，作假见证，讲衰他，讲他的是非，讲他的不好的事情，全部就叫做吐，在背后吐口水。
Or when you are talking behind their backs and you are criticizing them behind someone's back, then that is also considered spitting at someone.
真教会做了什么事情哦，让人家一直这样吐口水啊
？What has the true church done that people are spewing water at it?
是龙在吐口水。
It's the dragon that's spewing water.
是魔鬼在吐教会的口水。
It's the devil that is spewing this water and spitting at the church.
因为他是恨教会的。
Because it hates the church.
有一次我们那边有一位传道人
once over where we were, there was a preacher.
他本来要去山里面 去牧养教会去寻牧
He was going to help with some of the churches that were deeper in the mountain.
他就在半路看到有一堆人围在那边、哦、
And halfway on his journey, he noticed that there were many people gathering.
他就跑去看
So he went over to see.、
啊、原来是个、教鬼的人、哦、在跟那些路人、哦在算命、啊、在讲他们的事情、啊、
It turned out that it was an idol worshiper who was actually working as a fortune teller.
我们这个传道人呢，也是吃饱没事做，跑去问他。
This preacher didn't have anything else to do, so he also went to ask.
是我都懒得问这些事情了。
And if it were me, I would just be too lazy to ask things like this.
他去问这个教鬼的人说：“你认识真耶稣教？”他先问：“你认识耶稣吗？”
So the first thing that this preacher asked the fortune teller was, "Do you know Jesus?"
这个教鬼的人说：“我认识啊。”
So then this one who pretty much deals with demons, he said,
"Yes, I know." 耶稣在钉十字架上的时候，在钉十字架的时候，我就在那边呢、啊。
When Lord Jesus was crucified, I was there.
你信不信
？Do you believe this?
我信哦。
And I believe this.
那魔鬼说，邪灵说，耶稣钉十字架的时候，邪灵就在那边，
because、
魔鬼就在那边，我信了、
啊。Because when Lord Jesus was crucified, there were evil spirits who were there.
因为要杀害耶稣哈、哦，要毁灭耶稣，他动用了很多灵界的那个邪灵、恶魔哦。So, 恶鬼全部在那边
Because he wanted to destroy and to kill Lord Jesus, and so he would gather all the demons there.
而且在每一个人的心里做工
And to work among all the people.
所以圣经你留意圣经哦，它的描述。当耶稣要被钉死的时候，要被抓钉死的时候，审判的时候，只有一种声音。圣经说只有一种声音。
So if you pay attention to the Bible, to the way that it has been recorded, when Lord Jesus was being crucified, there was only one type of voice that came out, and what was it?
钉死他！钉死他！钉死他！就只有这一种，听到这一种声音吧。
The one voice that was heard was crucify him, crucify him.
没有第二种声音的。
There was no second voice.
没有听到说可怜他，释放他，可怜他，释放他，没有听到第二种声音的。
There was no second voice that was saying pity him and have mercy.
那些喊的人很多都受过耶稣的恩典的。
Many of those people who were screaming had already been blessed
by Lord Jesus. 甚至有一些是刚刚吼，在何塞那应当称颂的，何塞那是应当还在赞美神，刚刚不久啊。
Or even some of them just earlier had been praising and saying Hosanna.
为什么有这么大的转变
？Why have they changed so much？
邪灵在人心里做工。
It was the evil spirits that have been working.
所以这个教鬼的说：“那认识耶稣，我怎么不认识？他被钉死的时候，我就在那边呢、啊，我信呢、啊。”
And so this person who was dealing with the demons and he said, "I was there when Lord Jesus."
群鬼在吼，鼓动人心，在迷惑人。在人心里做工，钉死他，钉死他。
A multitude of demons that are working in the people's hearts to cry out, crucify him.
过后，那个传道又问他：“那你认识真耶稣教会吗
？”So then, later on, the preacher then asked, "Do you know True Jesus Church?"
不要提真耶稣教会，我不喜欢。
And then the person said, "Don't mention it. I don't like True Jesus Church."
真耶稣教会，我最恨的。
I hate True Jesus Church.
你不要再跟我讲真耶稣教会。
Don't talk to me about True Jesus Church. So the preacher asked more.
然后他说真耶稣教会不是我的朋友。
And so this person said True Jesus Church is not my friend.
那传道问他，那你的朋友是谁呀、啊、
？So then the preacher said, then who are your friends?
他就开始讲了。
So then he started to list.
天主教。
Catholicism.
还有一些外教会名字我不想讲。
Or some of the names of other churches that I don't want to mention.
他说这些都是他的朋友。
So he said that these were all his friends.
是很好的朋友。
And they were very good.
然后他讲完，他再重复说真耶稣教会不是我的朋友。
And then later on, he emphasized that True Jesus Church is not my friend.
这个见证是告诉我们什么？
What is this testimony telling us?
魔鬼恨真耶稣教会。
The devil hates True Jesus Church.
魔鬼最讨厌真耶稣教会。
The devil hates True Jesus
Church. 所以他就在后面吐口水，吐口水，向教会吐口水了。
And so it is spewing water, and it is spitting at the church.
还好哦，如果他说哇，真耶稣教是我的朋友啊，我倒下来啊，我现在在这里不用讲道理了，老师讲来做什么？
Thank God, because if the fortune teller has said that I'm friends with True Jesus Church, then I don't need to speak anymore. There's
有一次有一个信徒附鬼。
One time there was a believer who was demon possessed.
那个附鬼的姐妹哈、哦，她就跟负责人、跟长子这样讲。
The sister who was demon possessed then spoke to council members.
好像在讲条件哦。
Or spoke to some of the deacons.
你们都可以来。
and said, "You can all come."
那个陈川倒不可以来。
But Preacher Chen cannot come.
我不喜欢他。
I don't like him.
如果他来，我就作乱。
If he comes over, then I will cause disruption.
冤枉啊，那怎么办呢
？And so I don't know what to do.
有个执事打电话跟我说，传道你不用来了，因为他说他不喜欢你。
So then a deacon called me and said, "You don't have to come anymore, Preacher Chen, because the sister says she doesn't like you."
不，我又很高兴说。还好啊，感谢主道。如果他说我很喜欢陈传道啊，我也会昏倒、啊。
It was a bit of a dilemma because I was sad that she said she didn't like me, but then if she said that she really liked me, then I would probably feel worse.
因为他说我凶。
Because she said that I'm too mean.
其实不是凶，凶是出于撒旦的，是恶的，恶的叫做凶。
I'm not really mean because to be truly mean.
应该说，我们有神的圣洁，有神的威严，有神的权柄。
It's to say that because we carry the authority of God.
我们斥责鬼。
And because we rebuke demons.
不是跟他谈条件，不是讨好他。
We do not negotiate or try to please.
不是一直去体谅他这样。
We do not try to show.
奉主的名赶撒旦。
Because we need to cast out demons in the Lord's name.
但是就是有时我们。在灵界上无知呀。
But then sometimes we are foolish in the spiritual realm.
魔鬼叫你不要去的那个传道，你就赶快派他去。你千万不要听他，他反对的话，你赶快派他去。
The preacher that the demon is saying that the demon doesn't want to see should be the one that hurries to go help.
如果那个魔鬼说、哦、我很喜欢他的，你们来了没问题的、哦、我不怕你们的，你千万不要派这些工人去，派去都没用了，已经没用了。
If anyone is demon possessed and said, "I really like this preacher," invite this one to come help, then there is no need to try to invite this person.
我们听了这么多道理，从第一天到现在。
From the first day until today, from all these teachings.
我顺便讲一个比较轻松的了。
Share a more light-hearted example.
有一次赶鬼的时候，这是题外话了哈。
This is a side track.
那个传道还没有到的时候呢，那个富鬼的那个信徒哦，已经在家里坐立不安哦，走来走去，走来走去，很好像那些狮子老虎啊。这样走来走去，这样很凶猛。
One time when trying to cast out someone who is demon possessed, this person who is possessed was walking around and just seemed like a beast and was very mean.
这个传道哦。开车就到了他的门口。
So there was a preacher who had driven to the front of the person's house.
一开门下车啊。
As soon as he opened his car door,
那个富鬼的那个信徒哦，从家里面冲出来，很凶很快这样冲出来。
The demon possessed person ran outside and was very ferocious.
这个传道刚刚好站稳哦，开门刚好下车，再还站稳，他指着他。
This preacher had just came out of the car door and opened the car door and stood firmly and pointed.
我不怕你的。
And said, "I'm not afraid of you."
你很懒惰的。
You are weak.
结果这个传道说：“是是是，我以前是，我现在没有了。”他讲：“是是是，我以前是，讲了好几个是。”那魔鬼听到他这样讲哦，哈哈哈哈大笑，听懂吗？啊，我对不起，我再讲一次，那个魔鬼犯魔鬼的那个信徒说：“
okay, so、the demon possessed
person, 我不怕你的。”
The demon possessed person pointed at the preacher and said, "I'm not afraid of you."
因为你很懒惰的。
Because you are weak.
哦，魔鬼控告他了，说他懒惰了。
Oh, okay. So then the demon possessed person was pointing at the preacher and saying that you're very very weak and you're very very lazy. And so the preacher then admitted it and said, "Yes."
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, all those times.
他讲是是是。我以前是，我现在没有了。你在讲什么呀
？He said four yeses, and then he said, "I was in the past, but I'm not anymore."
结果魔鬼那个富贵的人，那个魔鬼大笑啊，不理他了，
so、then the
不睬他了。
Then the demon possessed person just laughed loudly and ignored this preacher.
那他就回到那个座位上哦，那个家里哦，那个 sofa 坐在那边，好像大王这样。
So then the demon possessed person just went back to the house and then lounged on the sofa.
那个传道进来祷告，奉主之名赶你，他看他都不睬他。
And then the preacher came inside and said, "I cast you out in the name of Lord Jesus." But then the demon possessed person just ignored him and didn't even bother to look.
在魔鬼面前失去的权柄。
And in front of a devil, then this preacher had lost his authority.
如果是我们。
So if it were us.
你很魔鬼了，魔鬼说我，魔鬼说我哈，你很懒惰的说我了。
Or if the devil comes and then criticizes me and says you are very lazy.
关你什么事呀
？I might say, "What does that have to do with you?"
关你什么事啊？
What does that?
我懒惰，我的神，我的老板会处理我。我是来赶你的，奉耶稣之名赶撒旦，是吧
？I have my own boss who is God, and my boss will take care of me. So
我们就是这样对付他的。
This is how we need to fight against.
就算我真的懒惰，对不起主，亏欠教会。
Even if I have become very lazy,
我有老板，我有神，我有主人呐、啊。
I have my boss, I have my master.
关你什么事呀
？What does it have to do with you?
我是奉主的名来赶你的。
Because I am trying to cast you out in the name of Lord Jesus.
这样他就哦， 所以有时魔鬼讲的话你不要去跟他回答。
So a lot of times when the devil tries to speak to you, do not try to fight back.
你一跟他回答，打上他没完没了给他玩呐、啊，他一直玩你啊。
If you try to argue with them, they will only try to manipulate you.
你不是打他，你是斥责他、责备他。
Because
you 不是打他。
You are not greater than, or no, you, they are not greater than you, so you just need to rebuke them.
啊，这顺便讲到赶鬼的事情了
哈。I just sidetracked a little.
好，我们看回来，我有点离题了。好，那就是讲那位他吐口水嘛，毁谤我们嘛，哈。
So, the dragon had the serpent had been spewing out water, and so they were causing slander.
好，那外教会呢，就是也一直这样毁谤我们教会。
And many other churches, other denominations in the world have been slandering our
church. 其实真教会被毁谤在使徒时代就已经被毁谤了。
Even from the apostolic times, the true church have been criticized by other churches.
使徒时代就是神的教会，就是真教会来的。
In apostolic times, and this was the same true church as today.
那我们今天的末世真教会也是使徒时代的真教会来的。
And in our true church in the end times, it is the same one because.
因为使徒教会的教义啊，所讲的洗礼、圣餐、一切的都就我们就是跟着他的、啊。
It's、
就是一模一样的。
All the same from the apostolic church, and we have been performing the same baptism and the same holy communion.
真教会不是现在才被毁谤呀。
So it's not just now that we have been listening to these slanders.
我们看使徒行传就很大的毁谤了。
If we look at the book of Acts, we can see all these criticisms.
请看使徒行传二十八章。
Acts 28.
我们读二十二节。
Verse
22.二十八章二十二节
28:22
但我们愿意听你的意见如何，因为我们知道啊，这教门我们晓得是到处都被毁谤的。保罗在传福音的时候，有一些犹太人想要听保罗讲道理。
When Paul was preaching the gospel, there were some Jews who wanted to listen to the teachings.
那他怎么样讲呢
？So how did he speak?
他对保罗说你们这个教门到处都被毁谤，我们都知道啊，你们这教会到处被毁谤的教会，你们是被毁谤的教会呀、啊。
Paul was saying that Paul knew that this is a sect that is spoken against, everywhere.
龙吐口水在使徒时代就是一直对真教会吐了。
For the dragon spewing out water, it already did so from the time of the
church. 吐到今天末世的真教会再出现，一样在吐口水。
And even now in the end times with the true church, the dragon is still spewing out water.
就是毁谤了。
Which is
slander. 然后控告了。
To speak against and to accuse, and to make false testimony.
这叫做龙在吐口水。
This means that the dragon is spewing out water.
我们有时那些外教会信徒如果不讲，我们不知道他们对我们的印象这么糟糕呢。
Sometimes if we don't hear anything from the other denominations, we might not realize that they have or we have a very bad reputation in front of them.
有些慕道者他后来归真了他这样讲了。
Some of the true seekers who had come from other denominations had shared.
他一家人来慕道的时候都带着害怕的心来教会来看看的。来看真耶稣到底是怎样的。
When the whole family had come to start truth seeking, they had actually come with fear.
然后我们聚完会不是有茶点吗
？So after service, we usually have desserts.
他绝对不敢吃我们的茶点呐、
啊。He was actually very afraid of even partaking of our desserts.
然后我们说你不吃茶点那你喝点水也可以吧。
So then we would say, well, if you don't want to have any dessert, you can at least drink some water.
连水他们都不敢喝呀。
They wouldn't even dare to drink our water.
牧师告诉他们不要喝，连水都不要喝。
Their pastors had told them to not drink from our water.
为什么
？Why？
你喝了喝了他们的吃了他们的东西，喝了他的水你会跟他们走，你会听从他。
If you eat their food and drink their water, then you will follow them and listen to them.
这种情形不是老千吗？老千知道吗？楼青呢？楼青就是骗人家的，骗女孩子啊，给你一点水喝，然后你昏昏迷迷跟他跑了啦。那个是老千呐、啊！我的天呐、啊！
This is
真耶稣就会变成这样，他说成真耶稣是老千呐、啊。
This is basically to say to accuse true Jesus Church of deceiving and cheating people.
是吧？他不讲，我们都不知道这么严重。
And we didn't even realize that it was this severe.
好，那另一个就说呢，真耶稣教会聚会是关上门的，窗口全部都关起来的。
There was another saying that because at the services for true Jesus Church, all the doors are closed.
这是真的吗
？Is this true?
真的啦
just,
你看你现在不是关门吗你看窗口有哪一个是开的你自己看
We've closed all the doors and the windows in here
第一空调的问题冷气会跑出去
The first is actually because of AC
第二我们祷告尤其是我们马来西亚很不方便都是左右都是屋子来的
The second is actually because, especially in Malaysian churches, it surrounds a lot of the neighborhood, and so if we pray, then it might become too loud, so we have to close the doors.
那关门来做什么呢？
What is the purpose of closing the doors?
他们关着门在里面脱衣服聚会啊。
The other people would accuse us of saying that we close the doors because we have services with our clothes on.
这些出自牧师的口啊，这样教导信徒，这样恐，这样对他们这样，这样毁谤真教会。
These are from the mouths of the pastors of these other denominations, and they are accusing.
如果真教会真的这样脱衣服来敬拜神啊，不要说你要控告啊，我第一个马上去报警啊，我一定去报警。
If the true church,
这个是邪教来的呀。
If the true church really worships like this, where people aren't even wearing clothes, then I would also be the first to call the police.
这个就是龙在吐口水吐出来的东西咯，它吐出来的东西啊。
These are the things that are spewing out from the dragon.
它的口水吐出来是臭的，是恶的，是很可怕的，很污秽的。
This water that is being spewed out is defiled.
这是很糟糕的事情啊。And
these are very severe matters.
对他们来讲没问题的，这叫作假见证，这样是没问题的呀。
For these people bearing the false witnesses, they don't think it matters.
所以我们真耶稣教会的信徒，我们的行为很小，要很谨慎。And
so as true Jewish church believers, we need to be very careful in our behavior.
你看我们今天都，我们今天也没有做错什么大问题了，小过错、小亏欠是有了。 每个人都软弱嘛。
Perhaps we've made some minor mistakes, but because we are all weak.
我们都被人家骂到要死呀。
People have been rebuking us.
如果真教会做错事呢，那怎么办呀？
But what happened if true Jewish church, the true church actually makes a severe mistake?
整个教会都被他们翻起来呀。
Then the entire church will be turned over by these other people.
魔鬼，如果我们教会真的是做错很大的问题，很大的事情啊，魔鬼还会放过我们吗？没做错他都要控告了，何况你做错呢？
We haven't even made any major mistakes and we are already being accused, but what if something severe actually does happen?
原来他们一直诽谤我们，一直不满，不喜欢我们，就是我们重点还是五大教义，重点是在这里。
And so the main reason that there is still slander towards our church many times is because of our five basic doctrines.
如果今天我们不要强调洗礼赦罪，不要再讲这个了。
If we no longer emphasize,
你信耶稣就 OK 了啦，你举手也好，你点水礼也好，你需要震下去整个震一个小时也没问题了，喜欢你了，你不会端去就好了啦。
If we no longer emphasize baptism for remission of sins, then it doesn't matter anymore how we baptize
people.
We can even use hot tubs.
从今以后不要再讲守安息日了，礼拜天也好，你要拜一当安息日也 OK 了。
Or if we say that we no longer have to observe the Sabbath, you can just worship on Sunday and it doesn't matter.
真教会不要再讲了，那个圣餐耶稣的血，耶稣这个是不要再讲这种道理了，这个根本。 哪里是耶稣的血，哪里是耶稣的肉？
Or if the true church doesn't even mention the importance of Holy Communion, say that it doesn't matter and doesn't have to do with the blood of Christ.
如果你喜欢，你用可乐也可以啊，不用不一定要用葡萄汁啊，用可乐也可以。
Or say with Holy Communion, doesn't even matter for you to use grape juice, you can use Coke and
that's fine. 真的，在印尼用 Coca-Cola 的呢。
In Indonesia, there are some places that use Coca-Cola.
我听到我都昏倒了。
And when I heard this, I want to faint.
这太离谱了吧！
Because this is ridiculous.
高兴啊，孩子高兴啊 ，Coca-Cola.
But the people said that because the kids are happy, so they'll just use Coca-Cola.
那如果真教会这样，大家都高兴，大家都高兴。
So if the true church does this, then everyone might be happy.
我相信，如果我们真教会不再坚持五大教义，不要再讲这种得救道理。
But I believe that if we no longer preach about these doctrines after salvation,
我们就不会再被毁谤了。
That we will no longer hear any more slander from anyone else.
龙就不再吐口水我们了。
The dragon will no longer spew water at us.
因为我们跟他们一样的，都没分别了。
Because we have become the same, exactly the same as them.
今天龙一直对真教会吐口水，为什么？我们自己要清楚，为什么一直被人家毁谤？
We need to have a clear understanding of why today the true church often hears slander from other churches, other people.
因为我们坚持真理。
The reason is because we are still holding on to the truth.
在被人家笑，在被人家不满意，在被人家骂，我们仍然坚持遵守道理，遵守主的道。
Even if people mock us, even if people are not satisfied with us, but we need to hold on to the truth.
坚持是很难的。
It is very hard to.
要放弃是太容易了。
It is too easy to give up.
一说 OK， 大家 OK， 就高高兴兴了。
We can just say OK and have everyone be happy.
但这个还是真教会吗？
But then is still is this still
这个教会还能够让 我们得救进天国吗？
Can this true church still lead us to salvation?
像世上的教会这样，世界的教会这样，来讨好人心，来公然的反抗主，来不听从主，不顺服主，不相信主。
If we are like all the churches in the world and we just give up and we only want to please people, we no longer follow or believe in the Lord.
他们说信耶稣是骗人的，他们根本没有信耶稣。
Because when these people are saying that they believe in Lord Jesus, they are just deceiving people.
因为他们说信耶稣，却不信耶稣讲的话。
Because they will say that they believe in Lord Jesus, but will not believe in the words from Lord Jesus.
我再重复一次。
So I will repeat.
他们说他们信耶稣。
These people are saying that they believe in Lord Jesus.
却不信耶稣讲的话的。
But they don't believe in words of Jesus.
你要不要一件一件讲出来？
So if we just list,
耶稣说你不洗衣我无份。耶稣说
，Jesus has said that if you do not,
他们公然说
if you are not baptized, you do not have part with.
不用听耶稣的。
So these people are saying you do not have to listen to Lord Jesus.
不信耶稣讲的话，就说你不洗衣我无份啊，不用听的，我不信，我不信，我就是不信。
Lord Jesus has already said that if you are not baptized, you have no part with me.
但是你说你是信耶稣的。
That it's okay, but they are still saying that they believe in Lord Jesus.
却不信耶稣讲的话。
So if they say that they believe in Lord Jesus, but do not believe in the words
of Jesus. 说是跟从耶稣的。
And they say that they follow Jesus.
却不跟从耶稣的话，耶稣的榜样去做。
But they do not follow the words of Jesus.
还有很多
了，
讲不完这种例子呀。
And these examples are countless.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，你要醒悟过来了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to wake up.
不是说我们真教会自己一直夸自己，哦，我们是独一真教会，不是，因为事实上就是独一呀。事实上就是因为主的道理只有。一个真理啊、
we should not boast about ourselves and keep on saying that we are the one true church because we are already the true church because we have the truth.
以前我们常常说外教会毁谤我们。
So many times we will say that the other denominations will slander us.
现在我们很悲伤的就是我们教会的工人，教会自己人在毁谤自己的教会。
What is very sad is that today there are people workers within the church that are causing the slander.
这是我们很痛心的事情。
And this is something that's very sad.
我们被人家笑，被人家毁谤，那就算了，因为世界是恨我们的。耶稣说，世界是恨我们的。
Lord Jesus has already said that the world will hate us, so it's okay that the other people are mocking us.
嗯，那就是说我们不要伤心，世界恨我们不要伤心，因为没有恨我们之前，世界已经恨主耶稣了。
We do not have to feel sorry for the world hating us because the world already hates Lord Jesus.
但是你今天叫我们怎么不伤心不悲伤呢？
But today, how can we not be sad?
自己的工人，自己教会的弟兄姐妹，诽谤自己的教会，攻击自己的教会，控告自己的教会。
Our own workers and our own believers in the church are criticizing, causing slander, and accusing the church. How can you not feel sad by this?
家里的人不会做这种事情。
If we are people of one family, then family members wouldn't do this.
如果真的是一家人，家里的孩子啊。不会对自己的家里做这种事情的，不会的。
If we are truly one family, then the children in this home will not do this.
做这样的事情，就等于说已经不是家里的人，他不是家里的人。
To do this means that these people no longer belong to the family.
好，比如说我们很不满我们的父亲或者我们的母亲。
For example, if we feel very upset about our parents,
他是你的父母亲来的。
They are your parents.
啊，有时父亲有时脾气不好，会骂人。
Perhaps sometimes your father has a bad temper and will yell at.
有时妈妈啰啰嗦嗦，一直啰嗦，一直念不停，我很反感啊。
Or the mother might be might always be yelling as well.
但是你怎样不满意，孩子你怎样不满意，他还是你的父母，对不对？
But as children, no matter how upset you are, they are still your parents.
你最多是不高兴或者有些受伤，你不会到处说我要去告我的父母，我要去告我的爸爸，不会的嘛。
You feel upset and you might complain, but you won't just immediately say I'm going to sue my parents.
是吗？你也不会到处去诽谤他的嘛。
You wouldn't go on everywhere to try to cause slander.
因为你是家里的人，你知道这是我们是一家人，是我的父亲、我的母亲、我的家来的。
Because you belong to this family, you are part of the family, and these are your parents.
当有人要这样做的时候呢
？When someone does this,
说明他也不承认是家里的人了，他也不要这个家了。
It means that these people no longer want to be a part of this family.
所以他没有顾忌的，也没有良心责备的，不断的去诽谤。
And so
最好这个家垮掉，最好这个家分裂掉。
Don't even feel anything in their conscience because they would prefer that this family falls apart.
我在神的面前要做这样真实的见证。
And in front of God, I'm going to make this true testimony.
有许多长老，许多爱他的人，
there are many,
流着眼泪对他说。
There are many elders and many people who have been crying tears.
流着眼泪对他讲哦。
to speak to this person with tears.
你不要这样做了。
And tell this person, do not do this
anymore. 再这样做，教会会分裂的。
If you keep on doing this,
主的身体被分裂的，被撕裂掉了。
The church will be split apart, and the body of Christ will be split apart.
你知道他怎么回答吗？
And do you know what this person replied with?
分裂就让他分裂呀。
If it falls apart, then just let it.
这是撒旦的话。
And these are words from Satan.
很清楚，这是魔鬼的话来的。
Clearly, these are words from the devil.
分裂就让他分裂呀。
If it breaks apart, then it breaks.
圣灵是合一的。
The Holy Spirit is one.
在有不满意的地方。
If there is anything that
都不可以让这个家破碎的，不是吗？
If there is any unhappiness, then this family should still not fall apart.
更何况又不是说真教会真理变质啦，或者是哦。 不照圣经啦，或者跟教会叫人家去拜偶像啊，又不是这种事情。如果是这种事情，那分裂就算了吧。Especially, 你不分裂，他都已经自己倒了。
Especially because that anything had happened in the truth in the true church that things have been changing in the way that the truth is being preached. Because if this had happened, then if the church falls apart, then it will.
因此。 纵使你是同情他也好，你是支持他也好，你去可怜他也好，你心中要有真理对错分别。同情是同情，爱他是爱他，可怜他是可怜他，你心中要有对错。Whether
you sympathize, pity, or love, or care about this person, it doesn't matter. But what matters is that in your heart, you need to be able to discern the difference between the truth.
但是说真实的话，一个这样破分裂教会的人，让教会让耶稣身体撕裂的人。 让很多灵魂信徒的灵魂灭亡的人，你还要同情他吗？你同情什么呀？
But honestly, a person who has done this and caused a split in the church and in the body of Christ, do you really need to pity this kind of person that has led so many members astray?
我讲一件事情，如果你心里有真理，你就明白；你心里没有真理，我再讲十个见证都没有用，没有用。
No matter how many testimonies I share, if there is truth in your heart, that, then you will
understand. 你心里有真理，有对错，你分，你现在自己分辨哦。
If you can discern between right and wrong.
有一个牧师的女儿。
There was the daughter of a pastor.
因为这真教有圣灵，她渴慕圣灵，所以无论她父亲母亲怎样反对，她都来真教会，后来洗礼。
And the pastor was from a different denomination, and so even though this daughter, because this daughter understands that there is Holy Spirit in the true church, and so she didn't care about her parents being against it, but she wanted to come to be baptized.
她父亲是外教会有名的牧师，她为了要来真教会洗礼，那是跟她父亲扛上了。
Her father was also a very famous pastor in this other denomination, and so to want to be baptized by a true church is to directly go against her.
为了要追求真理，真理的圣灵，她宁愿。To
directly go against her parents' will, but because she wants to follow the truth, so she was willing to.
就是她付出了很大的代价了。Even
though she had to pay a very heavy price,
她也觉得值得了。
She felt it was worth it.
反正父亲母亲那种感情哦，可以慢慢再恢复回来以后，神的怜悯、圣灵的帮助、神的爱、圣经的道理会慢慢拉回来的。Because
through the mercy and through the love of God, then she knows that the relationship between her and her parents
is repaired. 现在她听了这个变质工人的圣灵的讲解。
And then now, she has heard about the different explanations, from this person.
不用讲方言了，不用求圣灵了。
That you no longer have to speak in tongues. You no longer.
她马上说：“我被骗了，我被你们真耶稣教会骗了。”
This girl now says that I have been deceived by the True Jesus Church.
我跟她父母付出这么大的代价。
She has
今天说不用求圣灵，不用讲方言的。
When she went against her parents, but then now she also believes that you no longer have to speak in
tongues. 她的心，整个都砰掉下来了。
And so her entire heart has now been changed.
她离开教会了。
And so she has left the church.
我们听的只有悲伤，只有痛苦。
When we heard this, we could only
feel sad. 你那种话，你那种道理，让人家灭亡，让人家灵魂灭亡，离开神，离开道理，离开真理。
Because the words.
你讲来做什么啊？这种道理。
The words that this person has been saying has been teachings that have led people astray.
那是一个灵魂来的呀。
And this was a soul that had been gained before.
还有很多很多这样的事情呢，不是这个例子。
And this was not the only example.
我已经讲了，如果你现在你心里有真理的圣灵，有真理的圣灵，你可以马上分辨对错了。
So if the Holy Spirit of truth is in your heart.
你如果没有真理对错的分别，我再讲十个这样的例子，这样的 example 也没用了。
You can already discern your heart between what is right and wrong, because if you don't, then it doesn't matter how many examples I give, but you already believe in what you think in your heart. So why would something like this happen?
就是龙在后面吐口水啊，吐口水啊。
It is the dragon that is behind, that is spewing out water.
那些信徒那些听的人哦，被龙的口水喷到、哦、死亡了，跟他走了，离开教会了。
These believers, these people who have been listening and have gotten this water from the serpent, they have been led astray and now they have left church.
我们看回启示录的十二章。
Let's look back to Revelation chapter 12.
这里说，从龙吐出来的水、哦、突然间变成河、哦、看到吗？像河一样。
And it says that the water is like a flood.Like、a river.
那原来吐口水最大的目的，就是要把教会冲去冲倒。
So the main purpose of this water being spewed out is to flood away the church.
它不只是说毁谤啊，这样骂你啊，这样不只是这样，它有一个很可怕的目的耶。
Not only to rebuke and not only to slander, but there is a worse purpose.
吐出来的水吐呀吐呀吐，突然间变成一条河啊。
This water is coming out like a flood.
那个河的力量，那河水的力量一冲过来、哦、要将妇人冲倒、啊、冲去。
And the flood that is coming after the woman is to cause her to be carried away by the flood.
这就是龙吐口水的最大最大的目的，将教会冲倒。
This is the ultimate purpose for the serpent in order to flood away the church.
那原文呢？原文是说要将变成河。要将妇人漂浮起来，漂浮起来。
In the original text, it says that the flood was actually the river that wanted the church to float.
我们中文的翻译更加直接，我认为中文的翻译更加传神，更加直接。
The Chinese translation is better and closer.
原文是漂浮起来。
In the original text, it says to have it float.
为什么会漂浮起来
？Why would it float?
因为你的根扎不稳，当你的真理根扎不稳、哦你就被这些龙的口水漂浮起来，跟着它的水漂浮起来，浮了，开始摇动了。
When the truth does not have a firm foundation, then it will be able to float because it was never built on a firm foundation.
你漂浮起来的时候，你根扎不稳的时候，漂浮起来的时候，就结果就被冲倒了，冲去了。所以中文圣经是把它后果直接翻译，冲去。
And so when it is not built on a firm foundation from the truth, then it will be easy for the church for this woman to be floated away.
主耶稣从透过启示启示我们。
And so Lord Jesus is using revelation to
他的毁谤
warn us.
最重要的，他是对我们的真理根基不断的吐口水，对真理、对得救道理不断的吐口水。现在
the main purpose of the dragon is to spew water at us, to spew water at the basic foundation.
因为这些才是我们的根来的嘛，我们的根基来的嘛。
Because the basic teachings is the foundation that we have.
一直对着根基吐呀、啊、吐呀、啊、吐呀、啊、吐呀、啊、吐，开始你的根不稳哦。传道那天讲的。雨淋、水冲、风吹，一直冲，一直冲，倒了。
So the water, if it keeps on spewing the water at the foundations, and if the foundations are being changed or not firm enough, then they will fall.
这是他很狡猾、很狡猾的目的。
So this is a very cunning purpose.、
嗯、开始呢，我们现在的事情确实也是这样。开始只是一个人在讲这种道理，讲这种魔鬼论的道理。
And this is similar to our situation today because at the beginning it was just one person that was speaking teachings from、
就是、
the devil.
就是一个人在吐口水在讲、啊。
It was one person that was the one spewing the water.
讲呀讲呀讲呀讲呀，突然间变成一条河、啊，你看。
And the more that was being spewed, all of a sudden it became like a river.
好像全世界一个洪流这样来，嗯，这样冲，整个全世界宗教都被冲击。
And it was like a flood that had been directed towards the entire world, and that all of the churches in the world have been affected.
龙的口无论多大，也还是一个口水呀、啊，要吐啊，不会说吐口水就是河的，不会的。
No matter how
就是这样吐呀，吐呀，吐呀。
No matter how big the mouth of a serpent is, it is just a mouth, and so the water shouldn't immediately turn into a flood.
说水变成河了。
But Lord Jesus said the water had turned into a flood.
现在正在冲击中啊。
So right now is when the warfare is happening.
嗯，好，我们讲完它十六节。
Verse 16.
然后呢，地却帮助妇人，开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。你看又讲龙了，刚才讲蛇是吗？现在又讲龙了。
It was a serpent, but now this is a dragon again.
嗯， 地怎么样帮助妇人呢？
How did the earth help the woman?
这里有一点困难的解释。
This is a little bit difficult to explain.
因为地怎么样帮助妇人哦
？How can the earth help the woman?
我有听过有人家这样说了，这样解释。
I've heard an explanation from someone
else. 他说地哈、哦，就是这个地这个世界嘛，这个地嘛哈、
哦。The earth.
这个教会这个妇人也是在这个世界嘛，这个地。
The earth represents the world because the woman is also in this world.
这个
in the earth.
地哈、哦，这个世界的政府啊。要帮助我们啊
！And so the government of the world will help. The governments of the world will help us.
你能接受这样的解释吗
？Can you accept this explanation?
我跟着莫名其妙，我听不懂怎么样解释。
I think this is a strange.
外面的政府这个地，它是解释是政府，政府怎样来帮助我们呢、啊？怎样帮助我们真耶稣教会哦
？How would the governments help the True Jesus Church?
它是在吐口水，吐那些真对我们的真理啊、根基啊、洗礼这些吐嘛。这个政府都不懂的、啊、这种政府都不是搞宗教的也不关他的事的
The dragon is spewing out this water at the church and、啊、the governments usually don't have to deal with anything with religion、啊、so wouldn't understand
除非他来烧教会啊来杀人 啊, 啊、这个、这个进入到刑事案了国家安全问题了、啊、你说警察会来那次我相信了
Unless it had to do with national security and the police would even come to burn up churches
所以这种解释不能接受的啦，也不合乎道理的啦。
But then, this kind of explanation doesn't make sense and is not according to your teaching.
那不是这样解释，请问如何解释呀
？So if that is not the explanation, then what is?
我们试试看。
So we will try.
按照哦道理前后文这样来去看。
But use the verses before and after.
请注意这块地是什么地？我现在问你这个问题：这个地啊是什么地
？So please pay attention. What is this earth?
是世界的地呢，还是富人占座的那个地？
Is it the earth of this world or is it where the woman is?
这个地就是妇人这个教会所占的地妇人在站在这里嘛站在这个地上嘛
The woman is standing on the earth.
因此妇人占的地就是教会占的地就是神的国神的疆界神的国土
So the earth that the woman is standing on this represents this kingdom of God that is on earth.
神、哦、在他的教会里这个地是属于神的不再属于世界的神的土地来的神国的土地来的
The land of God and the land of the kingdom of God this does not belong to the world
意思说神要在他的教会要在他的国度里面在他的国土里面来进行审判这件事情
so,
来干涉来解决这个事情
Within God's land, within God's kingdom then he will deal with this problem
神是怎么样解决呢
How is God solving this?
他开了地、哦、地开了口、哦、开那个地裂开吞从龙口吐出来的水地裂开神用这个神迹来用这样的方式来解决这个事情
God is going to use this miracle to have the earth open its mouth and swallow up the flood
什么叫做地裂开呢
What does it mean that the earth opened?
这个你要回到摩西时代可拉党的问题去了
This needs to go back to with Korah to the time with Moses
那是一个神愤怒的审判呀
That was a judgment when God was full of wrath
当说地开口吞龙口那个吐出来的水的时候神很愤怒的要来审判，要用审判来解决这个事情。
When the dragon was spewing out water, this was very severe, and so God himself came out to judge.
摩西告诉那些可拉党的人。
And Moses had told all those people.
如果你们今天的死哈、哦、被神审判哈、啊，或者死啊啊普通的死啊意外死啦、啊、生病死，他说那就不是神审判你们。
If you had died for any natural causes, that was not God judging you.
神要行一件新事，从来没有的。
God is going to perform something that has never
就是地要裂开，把你们吞下去，从来没有的。
That the earth will open up and you will be swallowed.
这件事情就很明显的说，神审判你们，神愤怒了。
And this is clearly God's judgment because of His wrath.
不是说啊、哦，生病啊，意外死啊，啊，那个撞车啊，啊，那个什么，那个是。普通人也会这样啊，所以你不相信是神审判，你不会相信是，你不相信说是人都会死。摩西说不是，你们不是这样死的。
Because if they had died of any illness or any natural causes, then that would happen to anyone else. But Moses was saying that this is not from the judgment of God.、
嗯、简单说，神要在教会哈、哦，神的国、神的家，在教会里面进行他愤怒的审判。
And so simply put, in the house of God, in the kingdom of God, God will perform His judgment.
这是很严重的警告
And this is a very severe warning.
没得回头的
There is no turning back.
现在不回头 当神愤怒开始执行的时候已经没得回头了
If we don't turn back now、and by the time we turn back when God's judgment has come
何必跟着一个人这样去灭亡呢
why would we want to perish
他给你什么呢他救你他能给你什么他救你什么呢
what is he going to save you from
你不是信耶稣要进天国的吗？
Don't you want to believe in Lord Jesus to enter heaven?
那这个地呢，就是神的国。
And so this earth is the kingdom of God.
因为是妇人站的地方。
Because this is where the woman was standing.
我讲一个我自己的见证。
And I'll share a personal testimony.
就解释这个地是什么。
To try to explain what this earth is.
我们100天灵界战争。
We have had the spiritual warfare for 100 days.
当中在有一段赶鬼的时候，我传道有去参与赶鬼。
And during one of the days, and I had participated to help cast out demons.
我们赶鬼就是奉主耶稣圣名出去。
And to cast out demons, we need to cast out in the name of Lord Jesus.
赶撒旦，叫他出去，不让他留在这里。
This means to cast out Satan and to not allow Satan to stay.
我们常常都是这样赶鬼的。
Many times this is how you cast out demons.
都没问题的。
And there would be no problem.
就那一次我叫他出去的时候，突然间那个魔鬼他跟我对话。
But that time when I was trying to cast out a demon, the demons started to talk back
to me. 他说你叫我出去，他那个是个姐妹，他讲出来的话是男人的。
It was a
很沉的声音，很凶恶、很沉的声音。
It was a sister who was demon possessed, but the voice that came out was a very deep and a very angry voice.
那个就是魔鬼在讲话了。
And it sounded like a male voice.
不再是那个姐妹，不再是那个信徒了。
It was no longer that member. It was no longer that sister speaking.
魔鬼问我。
So the devil asked me.
你叫我出去，你叫我去哪里
？You want me to go? Where do you want me to go?
一下下不懂要讲什么。
I didn't know what to do.
然后他说。全世界都是我的，你叫我去哪里
？So then the demon said, "The world belongs to me. Where do you want me to go?"
讲起来也是哦，全世界都他的，你叫他出去，出去，去哪里？去到哪里都是他的地方呀。
I guess that's right because wherever the demon goes, it
糟糕，我不懂怎么样回答他，我心里一下愣住了。
I didn't know how to reply, so I was dumbstruck.
赶鬼，赶鬼，出去，出去，去人家问你呀。
Because usually you just say cast out the demon in the name of Lord Jesus, but you don't know where to cast him out to.
我真的一时。不懂怎么样。
So all of a sudden, I didn't know what to do.
感谢神，主耶稣曾经讲过这篇道理。
Thank God, Lord Jesus has shared this before.
主耶稣说，到那时候你不用担心你要讲什么。
Lord Jesus
不用担心。
But when the time comes, you do not have to worry how to speak.
圣灵会指教我们说出当说的话。
The Holy Spirit will direct us to say what is right.
主耶稣很早就跟我们讲这篇道理了，你不用担心要讲什么的。
Lord Jesus has already said this teaching to us that we don't have to worry about what to say.
这个时候哦，圣灵真的替我讲话。
And truly, at this time, the Holy Spirit spoke for me.
我心里突然间哦，圣灵就涌出一句话来。
All of a sudden, from the Holy Spirit,
我自己很清楚，这是圣灵讲的，不是我讲，我自己都愣在那边了，不懂怎样回答呀。
I was very clear, and I understood that it was definitely not myself because I myself was confused.
圣灵讲什么呢？
What did the Holy Spirit say?
耶稣同在就是神的国。
The Holy Spirit that Lord said that Lord Jesus abides, and this is the kingdom of God.
这地方不再是你的。
This place no longer belongs to you.
所以奉主耶稣圣名叫你出去。
And so the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get out.
他说这个地方是他的啦。
Because the Holy Spirit has said this belongs to.
不是那个魔鬼说这个地方是他的。
The demon was saying that this place belongs.
因为那个那时那个姐妹还没有信主，也还没有洗礼，那当然她也是属魔鬼的。
Because
也是她也是属于他的。
At the time, the sister did not believe yet, and so the sister still belonged to the demon.
但是圣灵告诉我，跟我替我们说话。
But then the Holy Spirit was speaking.
现在这个地方不再是他的了。
That this place no longer belongs to the demon.
我们奉主耶稣圣名忌讳。
And because we are leading the service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and so Lord Jesus will abide.
我们奉主的名讲道理，讲神的话。
If we speak teachings and the words of God in His name,
这里有神的话，有神的真理，有神的圣洁，这地方不再是他的。
The word of God and the truth of God is here, and so it would not belong to the devil.
哪里有真理，哪里有啊？我们奉主的名，那个地方就不再是属于他。耶稣同在就是神的国，这是神的国了。
Wherever there is the truth, and wherever we have said it is in the name of the Lord, then it does not belong to the devil.
感谢神啊！
Thank God.
不然会被魔鬼骗呢。
Otherwise, we would be.
因为他的话又好像对哦，你叫他去哪里啊？全世界都是他呀。
We would be deceived by the devil because the devil was asking and saying,
"Where should I go?" 所以我说，有时你不用去回答他，你回答他你会没完没了。
So you really don't have to try to reply to them.
好，还好圣灵与我们同在，替我们说话。
Thank God that the Holy Spirit is with us and can speak to us.
所以这个地也是一样，这个地不再是这个世界的地，这个是富人占的地，就是教会，教会就是神的国了。神在神的国里面进行审判，叫地裂开，在神的国里面行审判的事情。
This earth does not belong to the world because this earth is the kingdom of God, and this is where the woman is standing on.
好，那我们今天就先讲到这里。
So we will conclude here tonight.
明天我们讲17节第四轮的攻击。
Tomorrow we will talk about verse 17, which is the fourth part.
然后我们再讲第五个意象。
We will also talk about the fifth vision.
就是天上灵界的异象，灵界大战争。
Which was the spiritual war in the heaven.
明天我有两节，我们有两节。
Tomorrow we have two sessions.
然后最后一节我们讲真教会的得胜。
And in the last part, then we will speak about
victory
of the true church.
就把这个十二章主耶稣启示我们的一些关于真教会的事情，魔鬼的破坏的工作，就差不多就可以讲完了。
So we will make a conclusion tomorrow about this chapter 12 of Revelation about spiritual warfare.
一切荣耀归给主耶稣。
May all the glory be unto His name.
我们跪下来祷告，是吗
？Let's kneel down to pray.
好，我们继续为灵恩会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for the convocation.
求神继续的带领我们。
And ask God to continue to lead us. 谢谢